Hello there, Jane Wilson, back again with Galaxy Brain's Questions and Answers, here to ask the question and then deliver something resembling an answer. It's an interesting one this month. Here's a question. I'm having trouble socializing post-pandemic. It seems like a lot of my foundational friendships changed considerably over the plague times, as I suppose we all have as individuals too. Do you think it's possible to reclaim those relationships, even our own identities, as they were? Or is this torched landscape the brave new world we must step into? And I have to say that I have given this a lot of thought, because during the pandemic, I learned to love isolation just a little too much. And it's something that I am actively working on to turn that around. But for most people, I mean, obviously the big changes during the pandemic surrounded home, work, friendships, work relationships, and sort of movement outside of, you know, the central home or the central work. And again, for me, I work from home, so that wasn't a problem. But for other people, I imagine it was just so hard. I mean, also rewarding in some ways, because you didn't have to get up and put on makeup or get dressed or look nice or press anything if you didn't want to. Or maybe just from the waist up if you were doing a lot of Zoom, you know, work. But, you know, the time saved. And more opportunity to sort of be in your nest and get things done and sort of meld maybe the two parts of your life together. And I can imagine for some people that was very rewarding, while for others the social side of work, the collaborative side of work, the ability to get into creative projects from being right there together, that would have been extremely challenging to lose all of that. But people do adapt, and perhaps a lot of those people were just simply thinking, okay, this thing is going to end, it's going to end, it's going to end, and then I'm going to burst onto the scene. Well, 2 years later, what happened? I have to say, I don't know if I admire, but I have to respect people who are able to just leap back into the swim of things and get into the swing of things and pick up every sort of relationship and outing and way of life and style as they'd had before. I would have thought that would be a lot more difficult for people too. But it's really about the friendships, isn't it? And when I look at it, I've had, well, I may have explained some of this before, but I did a lot of moving growing up. I went to 17 schools. It was in different countries. We were always moving. Until I was in my 20s, I didn't live anywhere longer than 2 years. So I've had a lot of experience, particularly in my young years when I wasn't making a lot of long-distance phone calls to old friends from the fourth grade or the third form or, you know, whatever they called the different years that I was in those countries at the time. Although, interestingly, just in the last month or so, I've heard from people that I went to school with at a school in the Bahamas where there were only 45 students and four teachers. And I was there when I was about 10 years old. And also from another school that I was in England, when I was about 13, 14. I mean, people that I never thought I would speak to again. And it's just fascinating to see how they're all doing and how they're all getting through it. And I think that the pandemic was part of what made them and me willing to sort of look into those old friendships, but the current friendships. If you're feeling at all like you've had a best friend breakup, or a ghosting, or a pulling apart that's just not what it should have been, that somehow either things went just sort of, well, I was going to say something, well, why not, tits up, or they just sort of faded into nothing. And you think about those relationships now, and you wish you could just have them back as they were. Well, that may not be possible, but I guarantee you that it will not hurt physically to phone them, send an email. And if you're really serious about it, I would sit right down with a pen and paper and write them a letter. Stick a stamp on the envelope and put it in the post. There is nothing like getting personal mail. And that didn't change during the pandemic. But it's definitely always worth it to try. But how about those friendships that perhaps you were okay to have let go, and now they're trying to sort of maybe ooze back in, where you feel that, you know, boundaries that you didn't take good care of before are starting to be crossed again, and you just want to, you know, keep things the way they were after we were all stuck at home all that time. And that is okay too. And you don't have to explain it beyond, unless you are forced, you don't have to explain it beyond just saying, oh my gosh, I'm so busy and we've just, our schedule has turned upside down and things have changed. If you are asked, be brave. Say what it was. Be kind. Be gentle. Be thoughtful. You know, breaking up with somebody is just crummy, no matter which end of it you're on. But it's so much worse if you're the ender. So, you know, just think about it. As for the future, I do believe that life is going to be different. I also believe that we're probably going to get another surge and we might be sort of right back where we were, but hopefully wiser, more tolerant, more patient about the things we can and cannot do, and careful and looking after others and looking out for others who perhaps don't have the freedom that you still have to either get out, run errands, help, all of that kind of thing. I think it's an opportunity to design the life that you want to have, recognizing that it's much more changeable than you ever thought it was before everything and everybody went through this gigantic bump that just went on and on and on. I mean, that's a pretty extraordinary sort of almost worldwide experience that we all had. What a pity if we didn't, you know, take away what the best parts of that were. Perhaps an enjoyment of our own company and our own thoughts and the building of relationships in different ways. And maybe even, you know, hard to say but true, maybe even leaving some friendships behind and going back and hopefully being able to pick up where you left off with others. That is my hope for you. And there is somebody that I am going to sit down and write a letter to on a piece of paper with a pen and a stamp to stick on the envelope. Talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.